It's time for today's daily devotional, and the idea behind this one actually came from having a dead battery in the car over the weekend. So this week, our title is Your Battery Dead? And today we're going to talk about power source problems. Scripture comes from John 15:5. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. You know, we keep our devices in our hand like 24/7. Have you ever went to reach for your phone or your tablet only to realize it is completely dead? No warning, no alerts, just nothing other than a low battery alert that you probably just didn't pay a bit of attention to because we're just used to it now. So now all you're looking at is a black screen. You press the power button over and over, hoping that it will magically turn on, but nothing happens. The only thing left to do is, well, find a charger and plug it in, because we know you're not going without that phone for long. That same thing happens in our spiritual lives. One day we are full of energy, enthusiasm, and purpose, and then suddenly it's like, bam, we hit a wall. We feel empty and discouraged, maybe even a little disconnected from God. And it's not that we've lost our faith, it's that we've drifted from our power source. Jesus says, apart from me, you can do nothing. That's not a guilt statement. That is a loving reminder. Just like a branch can't produce fruit unless it's attached to the vine, we can't bear fruit unless we're connected to Christ. The moment we disconnect, when prayer becomes optional, when worship becomes mechanical, and our Bibles start collecting dust, well, our spiritual power begins to fade, and we start running on fumes. And we try to power through it. I'll give it to you. We've all done it. We try to power through our own strength. We're juggling work and family and stress and life's demands. But sooner or later, that self-powered battery just dies. And when it does, frustration sets in. Maybe even some anger. We might even start blaming God for feeling distant when all along he's just been sitting back waiting for us to plug back in. If your spiritual battery feels low today, don't beat yourself up. God isn't disappointed in you. He's inviting you right now to reconnect, to think about how a dead phone springs back to life the moment it's plugged into the charger. That is what's going to happen when you come back to the source, when you come back to God. Maybe you've been trying to handle everything yourself and your problems, your pain, your plans, but today just pause, set it all down, and plug into prayer. Plug into worship and plug into his word, and you will feel the flow back into you. Because once again, God never meant for you to carry the load alone. His power is always available, but you gotta stay connected. So what's draining your spiritual battery the fastest these days? And how can you build a daily habit of plugging into God? That's a few things to think on reflection today. And as we come to you in prayer, Lord, we've been trying so hard to handle things in our own strength, and it's left us all drained. Remind us that you are our source of power, and help us to stay connected to you every day, not just when we feel empty, but when life is full too. Recharge our hearts and fill us with your spirit again. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.